listener production.
Crocs. Prehistoric animals capable of leaping from the water to eat a raw chicken off a stick to the delight of tourists in a nearby boat. Apart from the chicken, a situation in which everyone wins. Or so you'd think. These displays have been the lifeblood of two of the Northern Territory's proudest businesses for decades. Spectacular croc jumping tours and original croc jumping tours. However, sadly, the small business waters between the businesses have historically been anything but calm. Years of hijinks and tricks, some verging from cheeky to dirty, have created a rift between these two doyens of the airborne croc tourism game. A rift many thought could never be repaired. But not the Hamish and Andy podcast. Refusing to take the several good opportunities to let this story arc peter out, the boys now venture to Darwin to achieve what many believe impossible, a truce. Can Hamish and Andy do it? Can they bring peace in the North? And then, if time permits, and only if time permits, go on a two-hour jet ski tour and have a big night out at the Kaz. Hooray! We'll find out soon. But first, let's catch you all up and go back in time to May 2023, when on a routine Andy Lee trip to Darwin, some afternoon entertainment was required.
We decided to go on a crocodile jumping tour.
Jumping?
Yes.
Yeah, you get dirt bikes and you jump over crocodiles.
No, you're in a boat.
That's
and
true.
The crocs do the jumping.
The naming of the two tours and their origins was intriguing.
There were two tours to choose from. A company called the Original Croc Jumping Tour.
Okay.
This is a whole lot of chickens.
A whole lot more original croc jumping tour.
Or its direct competitor, Spectacular Croc Jumping Tour.
If you were opening a one-of-a-kind tour, you would never think to call it original first.
Yes.
Without competition. And you could never call it original if you were second to market, because you're not.
Yes.
And it was fun to imagine some decades-old feud at two ends of a bridge over the Adelaide River.
If it's war, it's war. We're going to call ourselves the Original Croc Jumping Tours, brackets, who also happen to be spectators.
Or
to go extra, to remove your hands completely of any wrongdoing, you just include quotes from customers that all include the word spectacular.
That's the
most spectacular thing I've ever seen. Boy, oh boy, now this is spectacular. I've never seen anything so spectacular.
But the boys soon discovered that reality would deliver them just the river rivalry they were after.
I got an anonymous tip that came in my side of the fence. She says, look, I work in the territory in the tourism game, and they are big rivals, these two companies.
Yeah.
We've got a trade show each year, and they have to separate them so there's no beef.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a rivalry, but it's not like it's not a dictatorship where you're going to go and, like, someone's going to get shot for crossing the line. Like, it's not going to happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, there definitely would be a, you don't come on my turf, I don't go on your turf. There's an understanding. It's like the DMZ. You're not crossing the line.
And the bombshells from Bill didn't end there.
The original fun fact is not actually the original.
Hang on a sec. This is huge.
What? Hang on. Hang on a second. So is Spectacular the original?
Spectacular is the original.
Then what is going on with the original? How are the original calling themselves the original?
Your guess would be as good as mine.
Information started to come in from informants left, right and centre, and some clarification was offered.
There was two going at it, Frontier and Adelaide River. Frontier went out of business, so Adelaide River have called themselves Original, but they've only slapped Original on their name
when Spectacular came along.
So they're
still more original than Spectacular.
I think so.
That's splitting hairs, yeah, but that is true. And also, that's obviously not as catchy a slogan.
No, yeah.
More original. More original than the other guys. Maybe not the original, but certainly more original.
Mm, mm.
Now you get into shades of originality. That is interesting.
But the Croc Wars got even more interesting with information from a source deep within the NT government.
Back in the day, things got so bad between the operators, we had to officially step in and mediate. The bridge is in fact now an official no man's land, and neither shall pass onto either side. The person who said that there is a big rivalry between the operators wasn't exaggerating. Back in the old territory days, there were lots of shenanigans going on between them.
And if this show loves anything, it's shenanigans.
Sources have reported to me that in around the COVID times, there were some ported dealings and shenanigans with signs.
Oh,
so
the defacing of signs or...
The defacing of signs, allegedly.
The pod's insider, Kip, also got some intel of incursions into each other's territory.
Original, what they said to me was they're happy where they are, but they do go north from time to time.
Yep.
Spectacular only went up north from what I could see.
Do you get the feeling from Spectacular that when Original does go north of the bridge, that's kicking the hornet's nest a bit, and Spectacular doesn't like that?
That's the feeling on the water hand. Yeah.
In any investigation, misinformation sows doubt, and insecurities can start to rise. But anonymous emails help steady the boat.
P.S. Don't give up on the croc thing. You're closer than you think. It's out there and it's simmering.
Yes.
And people are thinking about it.
And the more the boys thought about it, the more they knew what they had to do.
Wouldn't it be an incredible feather in the hat of the Hamish and Andy show if we could travel to the territory and negotiate a peace deal?
Bring peace. Bring peace to the region. Yes.
Bring peace to the territory. Yes. That's our best shot at a Nobel Peace Prize.
Like bringing down the Berlin Wall, do we bring down the bridge? No, you need that. You need that. It's one of the main thoroughfares.
Anyway, and the last thing we've got to say is, may the bridge forever be down.
What are you doing? That bridge, you mongrels.
Having decided not to blow it up, the bridge did seem like a focal point.
We hold some sort of party on the bridge. In the middle of the bridge, they come and shake hands, the two tours. And then the town celebrates and we all party into the night.
It's North Korea, isn't it? It's very North-South Korea that you meet. Or Berlin, really. Berlin. It feels like very Berlin.
What kind of bridge are you guys envisaging?
Basically the bridge from, Cold War movies.
Yeah.
Between East and West Berlin.
Yeah. Right. It's like a very well-used highway.
It's a road bridge.
It's a road bridge. Cars.
Shut it down.
If we're in the middle of it, cars are going at 130 kilometres an hour.
Oh, right, it's a freeway.
It's quite a...
I still like it, Jack, though. I still like the idea that maybe meet under the bridge. Can we do that? Oh, and bury a hatchet under
the
bridge.
That's where the crocs live.
And so, a peace mission was decided upon. Flights were booked. Sunset jet ski tours were arranged. The whole team was Darwin bound on the first weekend in November. Until...
Press release from the Original Adelaide River Queen Jumping Croc Cruises.
The original for short.
Yep, the original. It says the Original Jumping Crocodile Cruises will close on the 31st of October 2023 after 38 years of operation on the Adelaide River.
Unbelievable.
Are we still going? Are we just taking a holiday?
Well, I mean, we booked it and we got so excited. We were looking at,
it's really the first forced Peter out. Usually we're self-in charge of our Peter out.
For the first time ever, we're the opposite of a Peter out, where we're the ones clinging on.
Yes.
And someone else has opened the door and Peter's left.
And cling on they did. They found any excuse to go.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that we can't create peace between the two businesses. It'd be a nice way to...
one doesn't exist.
Yeah. It does seem like an easy peace deal. Just as he's taking his cardboard box full of stuff to his car. And Tony, do you agree to peace? Yeah, mate, whatever. See ya. Well, we got it. We got it. We got peace. Sure, mate, have $100 of them. You beauty. We did it.
We did it.
But nothing would stand in the way of these brave warriors of peace.
And we've had to think about it, and we're still going to go up.
Jack wants the tour. Jack wants the jet skis.
And what we'll do up there, we don't know. Will we be able to crowbar some kind of peace talks in and claim a triumph? Probably.
So their mission was clear.
Peace in the north, peace in the north. Hear ye, peace in the north.
And no one could tell them otherwise.
We got accused on email of forging forth with this for the want of a fun trip to Darwin. Now, that could not be... What?
Yeah.
What? Because of the jet ski tours.
Yeah, exactly. That could not be further from...
Oh, yeah. Here's me with a wife and two kids. I'm like, oh, let me, you know, I'm just going to go to Darwin just because we're staying at the casino. You know? That's gross. That's gross. you're not the only one crying. I'm crying too, because that's a really hurtful thing to say.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, terrible.
And that's what these tears represent.
That's what these tears are for.
You do
this for small business peace, and you get accused of it just being trivial.
So anyway.
And not hurtful. No need. More of a need than ever there is. More of a need than ever for this.
And so our heroes set forth on their journey north.
We will not rest until peace is bought on Saturday afternoon. Then we will not rest because we're staying at the casino. But then we will rest, and then we'll go home.
You for peace.
We join our warriors of peace now at the Howard Springs Tavern outside Darwin, where they're chatting to the locals as they wait for their parma and chips.
Hey, it's hot.
It's hot. We're here in the Howard Springs in the Howdy. I've always just called it the Howdy. We're sitting with Renee. Renee, how are you going?
I'm marvellous.
Yes, Renee, you're one of the bartenders here, Renee. Have you heard of Spectacular Jumping Croc Tour?
I have. Yeah. It's one of the good ones.
And what about the original Jumping Croc Tour?
Yes, one of the better ones as well.
Okay, great. Yeah. They've been feuding for many, many years.
They have.
Do you know about the feud?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, they're all feud.
Okay. Well, I mean, we heard about the feud. Obviously, we're just lowly East Coasters, but we heard about the feud and we've been following it all year.
Wow.
Now, Renee, we've come here to negotiate a peace between original and spectacular.
Oh, wow. This is interesting.
Do you think that's achievable?
I think if anybody can do it, you guys can.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you feel like the territory's behind us as we try
and... I feel like 100%. I live under a rock and I'm sure everybody else knows what you're doing, but 100%. If you can make these guys sort their shit out. That'd be great.
Well, as soon as I walked in, Jack, who works behind the bar, he looked at me and said, "You're here for peace." And I said, "Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, mate." So, Renee, we wanted to get a territorian and a member of this fine establishment. We wanted to get their blessing as we head out because our next stop, we're heading out to the river.
Well, you're going to need it. You're going to need my blessings. Have you heard of some of the shenanigans?
Have you heard of the... What have you heard about the feud?
No, I just heard that nobody can get along.
Yeah, right. And so it's just, and then it's devolved into possibly dirty tricks. And the thing is, that is fertile ground for peace, isn't it? When no one can get along. I mean, you would have seen a few scuffles here at the bar over the years.
Every Wednesday night.
Why Wednesdays?
Fight night.
Wednesday nights, titty night. It brings out the best in everyone.
Gotcha.
Or the worst.
Gotcha. Well, I tell you what, that's our plan B.
Thank goodness we're not trying to solve this thing and get a peace deal done on a Wednesday.
Yeah, you don't want to
keep it to a Saturday.
As they say at the UN, pointless trying to negotiate peace on titty night. Wait till Thursday lunchtime when everyone's cooled down.
All right. Renee, thank you. We had some bad news earlier in the week. In fact, I think we're going to play that for everybody now.
Yeah, so we're heading out to negotiate peace between Wes and Tony.
Mm.
And we hadn't spoken to Tony from original.
Yep.
We heard earlier in the week, a couple of days ago, Tony wanted to talk and we jumped into the studio and had a chat to Tony. Mm. Have a listen to this, Renee.
An emergency jump back into the studio today, guys. Lovely to see you both.
Yeah, you too.
Good to see you. This warrants it.
Yeah. People will be hearing this knowing that we're already in Darwin.
Yep.
But a vital piece of the puzzle is not going to be there.
And we thought, let's capture this moment, because I never thought that this was going to play out like a true crime podcast, but it's starting to have those pieces, isn't it? Where you have to like have the phone calls and the bits of evidence and the pieces of the journey.
Spot on.
This is the bit where we've just found out that as we are about to head in a couple of days to Darwin to visit the owners of Spectacular Croc Jumping Tours, that's Wes, and Original Croc Jumping Tours, that's Tony, to negotiate peace between the businesses. Tony's not going to be there. Now, this is our, we've had this weekend blocked out. We're very excited about this weekend, as has been previously discussed. Excited for the notion of peace.
Turns out that he's on the Sunshine Coast, his way.
Yeah. But can we do something still? I mean, if COVID taught us anything, you don't actually have to be in the physical location. We're going to be there. We'll be in Darwin. And I think we've still got a commitment from Wes to join us in neutral territory between the two businesses.
I'm not sure if Wes knows that Tony's not going to be there in person. But
don't tell Wes, because we need Wes to show up, because we're going to look like absolute idiots if we fly all the way up from the eastern coast. We're the only two guys standing out there in a field, and Jack's holding a laptop or something and no one's there.
Well, we've had further contact with Tony. He's happy to take a call from us. That's why I've raced back into the studio. Let's give him a buzz now and find the lay of the land. This is the owner of Original.
What are we trying to get out of him? Just a commitment? Would he like Zoom in or FaceTime?
Is he open to peace?
Is he open? Yeah, and that's it. Like, is he open to peace? Would he virtually join us?
Tony Rums.
Tony, it's Hamish and Andy here.
Yes, Hamish and Andy.
G'day, Tony. What an honour to speak to you, sir.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a real honour. A lot of people would think it's a bit down market. Never mind.
Not us, mate.
Not for us, Tony.
We've dedicated a lot of time to this. We've found out that you're not going to be there
Okay. So, yeah. Tony, we are heading up. We're going to be in Darwin on Saturday to hold a peace summit. A small business peace summit, of which you would have been and are 50% of the esteemed guests at the peace summit between Original Croc Jumping and Spectacular Croc Jumping. Given that you can't be there, can we just ask you this? If you had have been in town, would you have been open to attending the peace summit?
I wish you guys had talked to me way back in the early days, because
we weren't alive.
Spectacular. Well, Spectacular.
I mean, we'd love to follow this whole journey, but we only came along in the 80s, Tony.
Our parents would have found it weird as 2 4-year-olds charged off up north with some recording gear.
Tony, tell me the truth. Is it a publicity stunt, or are you actually closing it down?
We don't do publicity stunts.
Okay.
All right. So really, okay, so the situation has got untenable for you there on the river, and you're closing it down. And we read your press release. You make a lot of great points for safety reasons, and that's why you have been forced into this position. Can we take you back a bit, Tone, to the days when Spectacular and Original there was some shenanigans between the companies. Yeah. We heard, we can't remember who did what to whom, but we did hear that someone used to drive a sign down and put it over the other person's sign.
Oh, they did more than that.
What was your best shenanigan, Tony? Can you tell us now that you've closed what was your best shenanigan?
Well, it wasn't a shenanigan. It was self-defense.
Oh.
Basically, they put up a sign, we put up a sign to counter it, you know, and it just went on until the corner of Anzac Avenue was pretty much all signs.
They'd have a sign, you put a sign in front of that, they put a sign in front of that, and you put another sign.
Yeah.
I heard a rumour that you put a sign up their driveway that said, wrong way, turn back.
That was the Frontier days.
Yeah, good.
We had a sign war in the Frontier days too, because they were right next door.
Okay.
It's kind of the wrong way go back was, it was very effective.
Wrong way go back. I love that. Have you got any other tales for us?
Yeah, Tom. What else? What did they do to you? What was the dirtiest trick they did to you?
You know, their problem, I guess, was the fact that, you know, we could see very early on that it wasn't going to work. Our side of the bridge, I think I added it up. One day there was 13 cruisers went up.
Yep.
And, mate, you can only feed crocodiles so often.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, if a crocodile didn't jump, you didn't have a product.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're eating four pigs. They don't need to jump.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't work, you know. And it's kind of, if you've never seen it before, you can sort of say, oh, yeah, well, that was really good. But, you know, a crocodile might slip a metre or so out of the water and say, oh, yeah, they've got a good photo of that. But, you know, in this day and age, like this last year, there was five or six males competing for space on the river,
mm-hmm.
you know, and once these we could get these, a 6 metre crocodile once jumped almost as high as the top deck of the boat.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, that's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Which is the other company's name.
Complete misuse of words.
was there ever a situation where one company was like feeding the crocs too much so they wouldn't jump for the other company?
Well, the behaviour was that there was only one boat that they had that could get under the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then from time to time, they would come under the bridge and they would make a nuisance of themselves.
Yeah,
in what way? You know, just feed the crocs.
Well, it's not just feed the crocs. It's actually shadowing our vessels and getting in front of them. You know, seeing a croc out in the distance and getting in front of them.
Oh, croc hogs!
Yeah, croc hogs. Yeah, that's it.
Playing croc hogs. Well, are you familiar with Wes over at Spectacular, Tony?
Yeah, I know Wes, yeah.
Okay. Well, he would be the other participant in this peace summit that we're holding.
Yeah.
Would you be willing, I know you're going to be on the Sunshine Coast, but mm-hmm. would you be willing to Zoom in, like virtually join us, perhaps via Zoom or FaceTime, to sit down, look Wes in the eye and just go, it's been a wild ride. But I officially come here in the name of peace, and you give each other one compliment, and we all shake hands, and peace is struck in the north.
Mm. I don't know. I'd probably like to think that one through a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, you can take that on notice and have a think about it, and then hopefully on Saturday at around about 3:30, we hear you log in, and. I mean, if you'd like, Tony, to make it even feel like you're there, we could get a mannequin and replace the head with a computer so it's just your head, and we could dress the mannequin like you dress. What kind of outfit do you normally wear?
Oh, I'm a dreadful dresser.
Okay.
No.
Would that help?
No, not really.
No,
Well, you still might do that. I mean, just yeah. for the spectacle.
It would look great.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll get a mannequin, head is a laptop. You pop up there. And what we're really ideally the scenario would be, we'll say a few short remarks, a formal recognizing that any previous shenanigans have now been put to bed to close the chapter to this great territory story.
Mm. Leave it hanging with me till Friday.
Yeah.
Can I say it's not a no? You might join us on Saturday.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to do it. And I'll make a decision to what I'm going to do probably Friday night. So that is still, you know, it gives you enough time to give the story a decent burial.
Well, we'll be there. We'll be there in the dry scrubland on Saturday afternoon. We'll hopefully still have Wes. We'll wait for your call. Obviously, we can't force your attendance, but you know where to find us at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, well, that's probably the best way.
Love it.
Peace is always a positive step.
Thanks so much, mate, for taking our call. We will wait with bated breath to see what happens on the weekend. But take care of yourself, mate.
Okay. All right.
Good on your time.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Peace in the north. I thought it was going to be more of a yes.
Yeah, same.
I'll be honest with you.
Alrighty.
Thought it was a formality, to be honest.
It's exciting.
So Tony, the owner of Original, had made a lukewarm, sort of definitely maybe commitment to join the boys on Zoom at 3:30 Saturday for Peace Talks with Wes.
I don't know. I'd probably like to think that one through a little bit.
And he really liked the idea of the mannequin dressed like him with an iPad for a face. Surely it was all pointing to him turning up on Zoom.
Yeah, I might.
Well, that's good enough for this podcast. So it was time to hit the dirt roads out to spectacular croc-jumping tours to try and lock in Wes.
All right, Ando, we have just pulled down the 3-kilometre corrugated dirt track to your liking. Not great to get here to spectacular croc jumping tours.
Yes, Jack keeps asking, can we stay till Wednesday? And I don't know why.
Yeah, Jack, why? What's happening Wednesday night at the pub?
No,
why did you book a flight back for Wednesday morning and ask if you could do your radio show from here on Thursday?
I don't know.
Chippy night? What's chippy night that you keep talking about? Oh, I know what you're saying.
I actually don't know what happens on Wednesday night.
Oh,
I heard.
Wait, you don't have to do your rehearsals to us. Just say it for the first time to Bianca and just say it as if you believe it.
Jack, well, you weren't there when we heard from Renee, were you?
No, but from the schoolboy giggling up the front, I'm guessing what it's about.
I mean, it was one of the great lines. But anyway, here we are. We're here. It's Saturday, so tops are on. We're here, unfortunately, for tops on Saturday. Although, tops are on, but sleeves are never on in the territory. We look like an absolute couple. We look like a carload of idiots for walking around in T-shirts instead of singlets. However.
Yeah, we are not playing favourites here, but we want to experience a tour. And, of course, Original has shut down.
last weekend.
So
the inconvenient timing of our Peace tour.
We want to confirm
the business exists.
The business exists, but Wes is here and that he'll come to the Peace treaty meeting.
Yep.
Now, here's another update. We haven't heard from Tony. He said,
I'll think about it.
He said he'll tell us Friday night. He hasn't. He said he's still thinking about it. We're trying to meet the 3:30 timeline.
All right. So here we are. We're at I can't believe we've talked about this place all year. Spectacular croc jumping tours. We're in the car park. Mm. We're about to go and we're about to see a croc jump out of the water for a chicken on a stick, get fired up.
Yep.
Get fired up about the concept. I mean, that's the business side of things.
And hear Wes's side of the story.
And meet Wes face-to-face. Like, a lot is about to happen. Yes. We're going to hear Wes's side of the story, reconfirm that it's 3:30.
Have you got the plaques, by the way?
Yep, I got the plaques. 3:30, that is when the Peace Talks are on. Yeah. We've been to the pub. We've met Renee.
Yes.
Let's go meet Wes. Let's see a croc jump.
Yeah, great.
How are you feeling, Jack? What do you need?
This is going to sound a bit weak, but when the road out here was really bumpy, I've actually hurt my neck.
We're trying to win a peace prize. You do not hear many peace convoys go, I'm sorry, hey, North Korea.
I've got a crink.
I'm not going to be able to make it. I stubbed my toe.
I'm just finding it hard to look as far left as I can right.
So which side of the boat? So
would you like to?
Which side of the boat do you need to be on there?
You just keep a lookout on my left side for crocs, I guess, because I can't.
No, they don't come at you. You don't have to even protect yourself.
So would you like to? Why don't you just sit facing out, and we'll ask if the crocodiles could leap up on the side of the boat you're on?
Yeah, well, I can see him on any side just by turning my whole body, but I can't. I can't move my neck as freely as I usually do. Sorry, I thought I had to tell him.
Good to know.
If this
good
is
to
some
know.
Tactic to get us to come back on Wednesday.
I know the real test. Bring him back on Wednesday and put them to his left. Oh, see the next better? It's whipping all over the place now, post.
All right, let's go see.
All right, you brave souls, let's go.
Our now wounded warriors of peace jumped on board a spectacular boat and headed out onto the Adelaide River, where they were joined by the CEO of Spectacular.
Well, Wes, what a spectacular day for it.
It's always a good day out on the river.
Mate.
Spectacular.
It feels wild to be here after so much thinking about this day. We're finally on the river. We're on board spectacular croc jumping tours, not because we're playing favourites, just because...
You're open.
First thing we have to do is we say we saw the bridge. Now, we obviously veered straight away from the bridge.
We went north.
That's a good thing.
Abiding by the rules.
Absolutely.
When did the bridge rule come in?
Long before I took over with Spectacular. Yep. So I've been here for 5 years.
Yeah.
And what do you think bored on the bridge rule?
I've heard lots of different stories. And when I took over here, I've got email chains that go back many, many years.
Give us your best.
Crocodile.
Thank you, Jack.
It's out to Jack's right. That's how he saw it.
Local Territorian Jack Post, always on the lookout. Good spot, Jacko.
No, as far as I'm aware, there was a previous manager here between the previous owners of Spectacular and Ariki Aboriginal Corporation taking it over. There was a great deal of fighting between the two of them, and it resulted in all sorts of silliness.
Yeah. Give us the top three silly incidents. Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm aware, that particular altercation wound up with Original coming down below the bridge about 15 minutes before each tour to basically fill up the crocodiles at this end of the river with food before our boats went out.
Oh.
And a full croc won't jump.
Well, basically, there's no point if you've already been fed. Why would you go and do some more work?
Yeah, that's a good sneaky trick.
So that apparently went on for a while, and that resulted in all sorts of fights and bits and pieces.
Oh, Jack, is that the crocodile you called?
Yeah.
Mate, it's like a goanna.
It's technically a crocodile, though. It's a baby, right?
Well, in some respects, harder to point out, Jacko. Yeah. So that would be not as exciting.
How old is that crocodile, Wes?
It could be, I'd say...
10 minutes?
No. Maybe under 3 or 4 years. What do you reckon, Wookie?
Yeah, 2 to 3 at most.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, so sorry. We were... God, it gives it some realism though, doesn't it, having a chat with the crocodile?
And they just randomly turn up.
We heard from a bloke at the pub, Wes, that said there was a sideswipe from one boat to another at one point. Did that ever happen?
I'm not aware of anything.
He thought it was like in the 90s.
Nah, well, it could well be.
Yeah.
I personally worked for Tony down at Original.
Oh, really? You jumped ship? Well, literally.
20 years ago?
26 years ago.
Okay. Yep.
Were you part of the shenanigans at Original?
Yeah. I was loyal to a paycheck, boys. That's
good
as far
man,
as I
good man.
So you've conducted operations on both sides.
I did for a little while. I was
mercenary. You're a mercenary.
Well, yeah. Look, I wanted a paycheck.
Yeah, well, we get it.
What did you do?
So it was things like move. We used to have a huge road sign on the back of a vehicle, and it was really silly. But we used to have to go down and park it at our front gate drive the 3 or 4 Ks down the road every day and park it at our front gate.
As in park it at Spectacular's front gate.
Spectacular's
front gate. So you cover their sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Because we notice out on the highway now coming in, there's still a sign from Original saying, hey, as you head down here to Spectacular, there's a sign that goes, if you're looking for Original, turn around and go another 3 kilometres.
That's a bugbear of mine.
That's how we knew we were coming into a live situation that needs peace when you've got competing signs steering each other away from each other's businesses.
The sign thing has always been a constant fight between the two of them. At one stage, one of the operators here, I think, had 16 road signs in a 2 kilometre space.
Okay. It seems to me, you know how they talk about like, oh, look, Russia and America might not go to war, but there'll be a cyber war.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, this is a sign war.
This is a cyber war. This seems like that.
As a sign arms race.
Yeah, yes. This seems like the main weapon is signs and signage.
Yeah.
It is like Crocs, isn't it? Very territorial. Just fighting for your patch of river.
So look, I'll give him full credit for some of the things that he's done in the past.
How's your relationship with him now?
It's not bad. Like, I get on all right with him. Yeah. I don't have to duck the next time I see him.
Well, we hope that could be this afternoon, Wes, because we're here, we're on the river, we've come to make peace. Even though he's not in business currently, we still think peace is a worthy pursuit.
Oh, absolutely.
Bygones thank you. Be bygones.
You think thank it you. As well.
Thank you. He does. That's
Wes said yes. So it's not just a trip so we can come up here and see crocodiles and ride jet skis and stay at the casino. It's a real peace trip. And we want it to happen this afternoon in about half an hour's time.
All right.
Now, we've got our location. You're willing to be there, Wes?
Absolutely.
Tony says he's thinking about it.
That'll be interesting.
I've got 5 different plaques that will celebrate the various outcomes depending on whether or not Tony was there. But I needed you there, Wes. We needed you there because like, we can't have a peace deal without any sides of the parties there.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll finish the tour. We'll hop off and go and get organised. Fingers crossed Tony shows up. Let it be known. We can still do a peace deal with one side. Andy, Absolutely. Do you agree?
Oh, totally. And and can I just say it's spectacular out here, isn't it?
It is spectacular out here. Can't recommend it highly enough.
It's a very original tour.
Well, that is debatable. all right. Thanks, Wes. We'll see you at the peace deal.
All right. Look forward to
Cheers,
it, boys.
Cheers, mate.
To recap, the Hamish and Andy podcast is on an epic mission in the Northern Territory to bring peace in the North and end a decades-long feud between two jumping croc tours. Anticipation was high for the 3:30 p.m. peace summit, which was to be attended by Wes from Spectacular.
Absolutely.
And maybe by Tony from Original.
Yeah, I might.
So, in the shadow of the disputed territory bridge, we join our intrepid peace mission from the car park of the recently closed Original Croc Jumping Tours.
We're at Original.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, we can see the boarded up Original Croc Jumping Tours in the background.
Wes was happy to come to Original's turf. He's happy to play an away game, which was nice of him.
Yeah, especially because the guy who's playing a home game isn't here.
That is rare, isn't it? rare for the home team to take a holiday for the big match. However, we push on with negotiations. Andy?
15 minutes we got, by the way.
Yep,
15
great.
Minutes and then we either know that we're meant to call him in 15 minutes, he either picks up or he doesn't.
Yeah, peace or not. I can't believe it. Just take a moment for a second to think about how long this has been and how many options we had to peter this thing out and we didn't take him. That's one victory for the show, isn't it?
Is there a plaque that reflects that?
the plaques are pretty triumphant.
Great.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I got us five plaques that I think cover off most of the permutations that we could face. I realised I didn't have one that covers off Wes saying I'm not coming either.
Okay.
But you know what? I might actually have that in. Okay, plaque number one. Mm-hmm. If things go really well, we will lay this plaque down in 15 minutes' time. On this site, a business peace was negotiated between Spectacular Croc Jumping Tours and Original Croc Jumping Tours by the Hamish and Andy podcast. The peace is valid regardless of operational status of either company. Date of peace, mid to late 2023. Yeah. Now, I did that so in future generations they don't pin the date on us to go, hang on, didn't Original close the weekend before?
Yeah, correct.
So let's just keep the dates vague. That's plaque one.
Keep that on hand because that's the one we
that's the one we want. That's what we hope to lay down.
As we try Tony for the fifth time and he hasn't picked up,
so
we can start to probably put that plaque back.
If we can't get Tony on the phone, we then move to this. On this site, a small business piece was proposed by the Hamish and Andy podcast and two local croc jumping operations. Sadly, due to logistical difficulties, not everyone could be present to achieve a definitive result, but the feeling on this day was certainly one of peace, which counts.
Yeah, great.
It's date great. Of feeling, mid to late 2023. Mark number three.
Yes.
This keeps it vague.
Okay.
On this site, the concept of business peace between Spectacular Croc Jumping Tours and Original Croc Jumping Tours was discussed and celebrated as a concept as facilitated by the Hamish and Andy podcast.
That's if neither of them rock up.
Yeah. That's if neither of them rock up, and it's also if they turn up and they say, Wes is, they're not that keen.
Yeah, or they don't give compliments or something.
They're not,
like that.
So they're not willing to follow through on all the stipulations of the peace, but we can still say, without lying, it was discussed and celebrated as a concept.
If one calls the other one a c***, that's
That's
what we're reaching for.
Because we'll be celebrating peace as a concept.
Yes.
And the discussions were facilitated by us. So that's a good not lying.
I feel like we've got all bases covered, but I still see two more plaques.
Okay. On this site, plaque number four, small business peace was rejected by one or more parties involved in the Hamish and Andy podcast. And that's more if we want to go honest.
Okay.
Broker in the peace in the North Croc Jumping Business Peace Talks. Date of rejection. This is actually the only plaque that covers a flat-out loss.
Wow.
Which I just thought I'd throw it in there as an option. I'm not a fan of it because it paints us like a failure.
Failure, yeah.
But I don't mind the idea
honesty
of
honesty is nice.
I don't mind the idea of being the world's I would say, only plaque that commemorates
something that it didn't you know, like, achieve.
On yeah. this site, we invited the Prime Minister to come and open the building. He couldn't make it. I like the idea yeah. of a very honest plaque.
That's good, yeah.
Final plaque mm-hmm. is just the best not lying I could think of. Okay, great. So this makes it sound, no matter what the result, this just makes it sound like a win for us boys regardless. On this side, the Hamish and Andy podcast weighed up all available evidence in the rivalry between original croc jumping tours and spectacular croc jumping tours and were very happy to triumphantly proclaim peace in the North.
That's perfect.
Date of triumph, mid to late 2023. Yeah. So when you dig into it, all we have to do is weigh up the evidence
yes.
and see if we were still happy to triumphantly proclaim peace in the North. Well,
that's and I got a good feeling that we will.
Keep that well, let's just see which one we go with.
Yes. Well, let's set up a table outside. We've got a mannequin, yeah?
Yeah, got a mannequin. We're going to gaffer tape the iPad to its head.
And I think we've got the best replica we can of Tony's clothes. So I think Wes might not even tell the difference.
He should fall for it. You guys ready to bring peace to the North?
Yes.
Yes, yes boys. Peace tour. Yes. Peace tour.
Yes. Jet ski tour is also in 2 hours.
Jet ski soon. Then we'll go check in at the castle. Okay.
And so it was time. Mannequin in place, Zoom meeting online, agents of peace at the ready. All the boys needed now was both Tony and Wes to come together in the name of peace in the North.
Here we are, we're at the negotiating table. Wes is not here yet. The Zoom waiting room is ready. We've just set everything up. We've got a giant croc's skull on the table.
I think a perfectly portioned mannequin for Tony
yep.
with a shirt that he would normally wear.
And iPad gaffer tape to the head of the mannequins.
Wes is arriving.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yes, right, that would have been the all-time stitch-up if he just told us to our face that he was going to come and then didn't turn up.
We have the plaque for it, though.
We do have the plaque. We do have the plaque.
We have the plaque for it.
What now, have we got?
Jack, you've got the plaques?
I've got all 5 plaques. And from here, we got a great view of the actual bridge as well, which is the dividing point between the two.
You can understand, tours. You can understand why now we wouldn't do a meeting on it. It's like a thoroughfare
semi-trailers.
Freeway,
yeah. It'd be make no sense for this table and these chairs set up to be in the middle of the bridge.
Nor would it make sense for you to be strapping C4 to it right now to
blow
it up.
I don't know. Having been here and seeing the people use it to get from one side of the river to the other, I don't think we should blow it up.
One of those bridges. Jack has positioned himself on a folding chair so he can look directly at the bridge without having to turn to his left, still nursing.
A slight neck injury.
Still nursing.
It is getting better though.
That's good. Here comes Wes. Here comes Wes. Thank you, mate.
Welcome. Thank you for coming to the talks.
We are 2 minutes from when we said we'd try and connect Tony if he decides to connect. Wes, just quickly, does that look a lot like Tony?
Yeah, if you squint hard enough, yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah, wear a shirt like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we've set up a Zoom.
Oh,
he said he'd lock
my gosh.
Oh, there we are.
Tony, can you hear us?
I certainly can.
Oh, my gosh.
Tony, can you see us?
Yes.
And we've got Wes here.
How are you, Mr. Bloms?
I got Wes there too.
How are you, buddy?
Good on you, Wes. Jeez.
This is beautiful. This is lovely.
Just quickly, Tony, how are you feeling? How are the emotions?
I guess I've got to say I'm bored hell as hell just waiting for you to turn up.
Well, we first want to recognise both of you gentlemen, the great spirit and the goodwill with which you've shown coming together to sit here at these two plastic outdoor tables covered by an official cloth. We followed the dramas. Our listeners have followed the dramas and the stories of decades of shenanigans. But today, I think there's a wonderful mood in the air as we put that all to bed, Andy.
Yes. We thought for ease, gentlemen, we're going to read out something kind of like a marriage. And all you have to do is say, I do and I do. So, Hamish, you've got the details there. Are you ready to read that out?
We'll start with you, Wes.
Yep.
Wes, do you agree that all small business shenanigans between spectacular and original, up to and especially including sign-based warfare, are officially in the past?
Absolutely.
We have one.
I have one. Tony.
Tony. Do you agree that all small business-based shenanigans between spectacular and original, up to and especially including sign-based warfare, are officially in the past?
Well, yeah, they are.
Just the where they are was fine. That's all we needed.
Okay, we got two yeses.
Now the final bit of the peace process is the passing of a compliment from one to the other. Wes, we'll start with you. Do you have a compliment for Tony?
You look fantastic, Tony.
That's great.
Okay, that's nice.
That's lovely. Tony.
Tony, do you have a compliment
for Wes?
Wes is the best operator on the north side of the bridge, and I'm the best operator on the south side.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's pretty good. That cool. You accept that compliment?
Thank you, Tony.
Since the pledge has been agreed to and the compliments have been exchanged.
One last thing to do. Hamish, would you remove Tony's arm so Wes can shake it?
Yep, can do. Sorry about this, Tony.
I think you may drop him if you go that way, Davos.
There we go. Perfect. Oh. And Tony, would you mind just mimicking handshaking just so it looks like you are as well? Just reach out with your
right arm.
Lovely.
Okay. By the power invested in us as peace envoys, we now declare peace in the north. Peace in the north. Huzzah. Huzzah. Peace in the north.
Wow, I did not expect Tony to be triumphantly raising his arm up. Tony, you're a legend. Oh.
So with peace very much intact and the mannequin less so, all that remained was to lay a plaque commemorating the heroic efforts of our peace force in the north.
What plaque did you choose?
We were able to do the best case scenario, weren't
this
we, Jack?
This is the best of the
plaque
best.
Plaque we have now sunk into the dirt outside. The location was on this side. A business peace was negotiated between Spectacular Croc Jumping Tours and Original Croc Jumping Tours by the Hamish and Andy podcast. This peace is valid regardless of operational status of either company. Date of peace,
mid to late 2023.
Congratulations, fellas.
Well peace done, guys. I'm really proud of the
peace
team.
In the north. Well done.
Really proud of us. Really proud well of us. Done, and Jacko. Jack,
you did it wounded.
Yeah.
Where am I?
That deck.
Jack, to your left.
Just quickly for you, Jack, as peace discussions were unfolding, were you just quickly scanning all five plaques, like, which ones are going to be?
Yeah. Because at the end you handed me the perfect plaque.
Yes.
So well done.
Thank you for making me feel like I had a valid role, because for a lot of that I sat there and it's true, I wasn't doing anything, so thank you for making me feel included.
Let me be really clear about this.
Plaque selection was very
critical.
Important.
But on that, we all had a very valid role.
Yes.
Having said that, peace is now achieved. Yeah, so yeah. I suppose with some time left in the day.
Have we got it? Oh, we do have a bit of spare time.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, our jet ski tour is still.
Is that still booked? On? Oh, great.
Three cheers for peace.
Yes, three cheers for peace. Who would like a great northern?
Yes, peace. Yes, peace.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.